As we stand here today in your presence, before a full fountain, we pray to God that you would fill our cup, that it may overflow. That which overfloweth, we pray, will reach and touch the hearts of our people. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. We're not going to hold you long today. There's a word we in the Old Testament found in the book of Psalms. Psalms, the 91st number of Psalms. 91st number of Psalms. It's 91st numbers of Psalms, beginning with verse 1. You find there these words recorded. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrows that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. From those 8 verses I've read for your hearing, I simply want to talk for a moment today about the security of the believer. The security of the believer. My brothers and sisters, as we know, we are in a time of crisis. There's chaos in some parts of our world. But there is encouraging words that God has given us long before now. And some of these words are found here in this 91st numbers of Psalms. Now, my brothers and sisters, this particular psalm, some theologians say, was written by Moses. Others said it was penned by David. But we're not here today to argue who wrote the book. We're here today just to learn and gain strength from the words that's within this letter. This 91st numbers of Psalms deals with God's security for believers. If we believe in God, if we trust in God, the Bible says there is security. Now, I'm going to deal with this, and I was reading this particular psalm, I thought maybe, well, we just share this topic and be done with it. But I just in these 8 verses, and I'm not going to finish all that, but just in these 8 verses, there are some powerful words that God is sharing with us that I believe will help us through this crisis that we are in. How many believe that it won't last always? Sooner or later, this too shall pass. But while we're going through, we need some strength. We need strength from God. We need strength from each other. We need strength. And if there ever was a time that we need to pray sincerely, that time is now. Let me bother you just for a moment. There are three things I want to try to bring out within these particular verses. As we look at this particular verse, verse 1 of this particular Psalms, he says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty." The first thing I seen in the text is the word dwell. He that dwells. He that dwells. Dwelling means to be stationary. He that dwells. He that's in proximity. He that's in the presence of the Lord and stay there. He that dwells in the secret place. What is the secret place? The closer we get to God, the more secret it becomes. Not secret in not knowing, but becomes a mystery. Let me see if I can make that live. The closer we get to God, sometimes God will speak to us. And when he speaks to us, it really don't make no sense. But if we listen and obey what he's saying, it will come to pass. Y'all gonna pray with me? But we must stay there. Let nothing separate us from the love of God. It means that we are at home in his presence. That we are acquainted with the works of the Lord. It's an inward religion. An inward religion. You know, an outward religion is when we say, well, I go to church consistently. I go to Bible class consistently. Religion. Well, an inward religion is simply that I pray constantly, religiously. I don't have to wait till trouble come. I don't have to wait till I'm down and out. I just pray religiously. Am I helping somebody? In our heart. Religiously. I go to the nursing home outwardly. Religiously, this is what I do. But in my heart, I study the word of God, not because I'm getting ready for Sunday school, not because I'm getting ready to preach a sermon, but I do it religiously. You know, that's what I do. Just like riding a bicycle, it just come natural. Religiously. Dwelling in the secret place of the Lord is where we have that inward religion that makes our heart work for the service of God. My brothers and sisters, being dwelling in the presence of the Holy Spirit in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadows of the Almighty. The closer we are, under his shadow. Anybody, you've seen a shadow? Under the shadow of the Almighty. He covers us. He protects us. He He keeps all hurt, harm, and danger from around us under his shadows. But something else the psalmist tells us. Here's the second thing he tells us. Not only, my brothers and sisters, do we dwell in the secret place of the Lord, but the second thing he tells us in verse 2, he tells us how meaningful it is to him. Watch what he says. I will say, the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Notice he says, I say. I will say he's my refuge. I will say, I will choose him as such as one that have confidence. The psalmist is saying, he's my refuge, and anything else doesn't matter. He's my refuge. He will not fail, for he's my fortress and my stronghold. David is saying, the Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my refuge. He's neither weak, nor is he mortal. He's God. And he's God all by himself. David said, I'm assured of that because I've tried him for myself. Anybody here ever tried him? Anybody here ever tried him? Confidence. David says, I will say, the Lord is my refuge. David said, I've tried him over and over and over again. I can say, he's my refuge. And then surely, if he's my refuge, he will deliver me from all hurt, harm, and danger. Notice what he says in verse 3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. David says, though the writer says in this particular verse, he simply says, the Lord will deliver thee from the snares of the fowler. What is a fowler? A fowler is one who hunts. Some say he's one who hunts birds. And what he does it sneakily. It's not the word I'm really looking for. In other words, he have a sneaky way of doing it. He sets traps so that the bird will not be able to notice where the trap is at. And this is simply signifying what the evil one does. He set traps. Can I make it live? He set traps, and we don't know until we fall into the trap. But the Bible said, David said, the Lord will deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Underline Jerusalem, because Jerusalem simply means that which is smelly, that which is nasty. God will deliver thee from the pestilence. The pestilence is an epidemic of a disease. Are y'all going to help me up in here? God will deliver thee from the snares of the devil. Let me make it live. My brothers and sisters, we are in this crisis today, but God didn't mean for us to just sit still and do nothing. We have to be careful of where we go, who we're around, and what we touch. And we've been doing it so long until it's just our custom. But I believe God is trying to get some attention up in here. You know, got my attention. Can I talk about me for a minute? I'm going to come back to the text, but can I talk about me for a minute? Got my attention. Give me an opportunity to think. You know, you preach these sermon written, God will make a way. Calls me to examine myself. Do you believe in what you're saying? You say it's nothing too hard for God. You preach that, Reverend. Now we're in a crisis. I'm talking about me now. Do you really believe that nothing too hard for me? It calls you to look at yourself. It causes you to go back and look at yourself and ask yourself a question. Am I living what I talk? Or am I just talking what I'm talking? I'm talking about me now. God has a way of getting everybody's attention. The question is, what do we learn from it? I'm learning, my brothers and sisters, that we have to be careful. Should have always done that. But it took this, talking about me, to really stop and think about some things. I told y'all the other day when at the service station getting gas, I've been doing it, Lord, for ever since I owned an automobile. I never really thought about how many hands been on that handle. I'm talking about me. Until now. I know you can go in the grocery store and get a cart. But until now, never thought about who's been coughing, who's been sneezing, who's hand on the cart. Never thought about that until now. Now you go in the store, you want to try to get all you can up on the arm. And hope you don't drop nothing before you get back to the counter. It causes us to think. God has a way of getting our attention. As I said earlier this morning, that devil time. Listen, we've been had colds all of our lives, flus. I've even had walking pneumonia, didn't even know I had it. Twice. Didn't even know I had walking pneumonia. We walk around folk. They can sit right beside us, sneeze. Achoo. We'll look over at them and say, bless you. No matter how many times you do it, bless you. Now you better not act like you want to sneeze. God has a way, doesn't he? God has a way of getting our attention. I look at myself, I'm talking about me, you know, high risk, 63, pacemaker, respiratory problem, bad sinus. I look at me even more now. Remember that movie called Walking Dead? I'm just saying what I'm saying. That was a saying, and it's not, I'm not trying to make fun or jokes of it, but it's the truth. We have to sometimes treat people as though that they have it and we don't know it. That's what I meant by walking dead. We don't know. But you got to look out for yourself and for your family. There are many who have sickness at home. They have to be careful because they can take it back to those who are at home. It's serious. But God has a way of waking us up. God has a way of us checking and examining ourselves. He has a way. But David, the third thing he does, or the writer does in this text, verses 3 and 4, David then encouraged others to believe as though he believes. Watch what he says. Verse 3 and 4, he says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the Pharaoh, of the fowler, and from the noose and pestilence. Watch this. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and thy buckler. This, watch this text. Watch it. Watch it. He shows how God will protect us tenderly. With his feathers, God protects us tenderly. I got any country folks up in here? Anybody remember them chickens on the yard? We call the little babies biddies. And when that mother hen would see danger, she start what we call clucking. The biddies would come running, and she would open up her wings, and they run underneath her wings. And what that mother hen would do, she would just turn looking for danger with the biddies under her wing. Now think about those wings. Those wings are just feathers, but they're soft feathers that comfort and shields the biddies. Watch the text. The Bible says, as we run to God and let him shield us, it's our trust in him, it's our belief in him that makes those wings a buckler and a shield. Y'all didn't catch that, did you? You see, not only must you believe that he'll protect you, you got to trust him that he will. You can say he will. The question is, do you trust that he will? You can say he's a way out of no way. Do you trust he can make a way out of no way? You say he'll bring us out, he'll deliver. Do you trust that? He's our buckler. Watch this. And he's our shield. Watch what he said. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terrors by night, nor the arrows that fly in the daytime. In other words, the writer is simply saying, listen, danger is all around us, not just in the night, but also in the daylight. Make it live, Reverend. What do you mean, danger in the daylight? Talking about something that you can see. Sometimes you can't even see it in the daylight. What is one of the things you can't see in the daylight, Reverend? Well, did you not know that death is walking up and down these aisles? You can't see it. But God has his protection. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? Around us. Even at nighttime. We lock out the burglar. We turn our alarm system on. We lit out at nighttime. But did you not know you can't lock death out? And you cannot lock sin out. The arrows by day and the arrows by night. I'm preaching up in here. You can't lock it out. Only God is able to take care of us. Watch what he says. Watch what he says. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrows that fly by day. Why should you not be afraid? We shouldn't be afraid because we are under the shadows of the Almighty. Let me encourage you as I prepare to get up out of here. Listen, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week. But I stop by today to encourage you. Stay with the Lord. Trust in him. God will take care of you. I'm going to close now, but listen. When you continue to read this Psalms, the Bible says that God has given charge. Given charge over the angels to watch over his children. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, but I know he's watching over me. Every day of our lives, we got to continue to trust in the Lord, knowing that God is going to take care of us. So no matter where you go, no matter what you do, just be cautious and trust in the Lord. We can stand on his promises. God has never made a promise that he's broken. He said, lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. All I'm trying to tell you, stay with the Lord. Stay under the shadows of the Almighty. And I don't know about you, but every time I see my shadow,